Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's protest season. That's right. It's warm. It's sunny outside. It's getting to summer. And that's what time it is. It's protest season. You know that they're going to be out in force the second the weather gets nice. Have you noticed this, Callum?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, this is actually a universal truth. Like, every summer is when you do political activities because it's actually nice.
This is true, but especially recently, it is when I know the crazy protesters are going to be out demanding climate communism.
It's a shame that in the UK, our political activity is nothing cool like it used to be.
It's nothing based. It's never anything based. It's only cringe. Cringe protests.
I miss 2019. I miss 2016.
Yes, and in my hatred of parts of the modern world, I think it's appropriate to point out that just the other day, Carl did a live book club talking about Julius Evola's Revolt Against the Modern World with Stelios, which was very interesting to listen to. And Julius Evola is somebody who presents a very challenging view of the world in comparison to any modern idea of what the world should look like, especially society, what tradition means, etc., etc. And it's so complicated and dense to the point that it's part one. They're going to have to do multiple parts on this book because it's split into two parts, and also once again just the ideas held within it are so challenging and so dense in the first place that there will be a part two coming out. And if you want to be in that be able to watch that part two live when it first comes out on the website, then you can sign up for a £5 subscription or more if you feel like contributing more. We do also have a donate tab on there if you'd like to contribute a discrete particular amount as well that John's highlighted there. We're always happy to take your money. Why wouldn't we be? But we're always happy to.
I'm yet to meet a person who's like, screw your money, I don't like it.
There we go. John himself is putting a particular amount right there. This is just a handy suggestion for anyone. No, but we do always appreciate the support that everybody who subscribes to the website puts in, because it really does help us, because we do this work not just off the not just to make money, but we also want to actually make important change. We want to inform people of what's going on, and so it really does help. So if you can afford to subscribe to us, please think about it, because we will really appreciate it, and you'll just get access to all the awesome work that we do anyway. So let's see what the protests have been going on. We've had the Trevi Fountain in Rome ruined. People have been pointing out that, oh, they can just cycle the water out. Yeah, but it's cost 300 grand or something. It costs lots of money.
I don't really care if it does no damage. It's just, what are you doing?
It's disgusting. It's a complete disgrace to do something like this. For those listening and not watching, so the Trevi Fountain is in Rome. It is a beautiful architectural masterpiece.
It must be a UNESCO World Heritage Site as well.
So probably. I would be very surprised if it wasn't. Beautiful. It's got all of these marble stone carvings in it. The water is beautiful and pure. And a bunch of retards decided to get into the water and pour a load of black fluid in it to destroy it. And they're saying that, oh, we made sure it was something that wouldn't actually damage it. It's all representative, man. We did it so that we can represent how, you know, nature's beauty is being destroyed. No, piss off. Piss off. This whole thing is because you are climate communist retards who have been propagandized from a young age to think stupid things about the world that are probably not going to happen. And you also are probably all the children of wealthy, middle-class wets who have nothing better to do with your time, because you've never had to actually do anything with your time. So please, do not destroy cultural heritage, even if you make sure that it won't leave any lasting damage. But they decided to do this, and they were arrested 20 minutes later. Police came in there and did what the police are supposed to do and arrested them 20 minutes later. Similarly to Just Stop Oil, in Germany, where they were trying to block the roads, like happens in England.
999!
Yeah, immediately, the police were on it. They were on it and just waving the cars through. Don't worry, we've taken care of these knuckleheads. Just pulled them off the road, sat them down. Sorry, lads, you're niked.
Kniked? What?
Niked. Like nicked.
Oh, right.
Okay. I'm just trying to, you know, German. And
that's how German works, right? Just do an accent and go,
it's niked.
Funny noise.
That's to be fair,
that is
far
our impression of everything
tell.
Else. Uno biro, love. Like,
yeah, exactly. Ein Neichter. There you go. See, that's my. I've listened to plenty of Rammstein. I know German. That's right.
True that.
And in some good news, Black Lives Matter seems like they are just going to collapse soon. They're heading for insolvency after plunging $8.5 million into the red. This is after, of course, the various members and founders of the company decided to embezzle lots of money for their mansions and also for all of their family members. But the organization seems to be going down. But I mean, what I'm seeing here is that they've outlived their usefulness. They caused chaos during 2020 and helped to secure a democratic victory. And their leaders got to ride off into their sunset with their big mansions and with lots of backhanders to their family members. But I will suggest that if Black Lives Matter does go under, if they are ever needed again, if the democratic establishment in America ever needs them again for anything, if the, oh, some guy, you know, ran out in front of a car, but the car was being driven by a white guy and he died because, you know, he got hit his head on the car bonnet or something. We need some riots this summer, please. Can you all come out? You know, the Black Lives Matter or an organization basically just like it will suddenly find lots of money just in their back pocket. This is amazing. I can't believe I found all of this money down the back of my sofa. Ooh, millions of dollars, more mansions for me.
It happens to me endlessly.
Every single time.
I can't sit down without just finding $1 million.
It's so easy. I don't know why you don't do it at home. And
if you're homeless, just buy a house.
If you're homeless, just get money. There you go. Simple as. But that's not how it works in England when we see beautiful things in foreign countries like...
Just the new tagline for BLM. All right, sorry.
Get more money. Yeah. BLM come out. Unironically, with the Paris Hilton meme shirt, stop being poor.
Yeah. I mean, I would respect them more if they did that.
Honestly, I would as well. But when you see beautiful things happening in, you know, in Italy, like these protesters being arrested immediately, in Germany, like these people being just ripped off of the road straight away, I feel like that video, or that meme that I see go around on Twitter sometimes of the man praying and say, Lord, I see what you've done for others, and I want that for me. Because we don't get that in England. What we instead get is laws being pushed through to increase the power of the state to prevent protests, where Tom Tugendhat, the security minister, decided that what we were going to say, don't worry, we've passed through this new law just in time for the coronation to prevent things that realistically we already should have been preventing and already had the power to prevent, but now we've just formalized our own power to make sure that we can prevent the things that we actually don't like. And we do like climate protesters because, let's be honest, it's my cousin's son out there protesting. If you're in Westminster, it will be.
I didn't know if that was like a my wife's son thing there.
And my wife's boyfriend's
actually
son.
Your cousin's son is.
No. It'll be like, if you're in Westminster, it'll be somebody that you know's kid.
Okay.
Out there protesting. And besides, we want these people out there in the first place because it will piss the people off and give us a nice shield of manufactured consent to push through laws like this. Because you were talking about, you know, coronation comes out, 5 minutes, this country is right wing. The police do what they're supposed to. They say, you can protest, just don't disrupt people. And the second they start disrupting people, they get arrested. Simple as. That's what they always could have done, but they needed to push through. And they pushed through this fast-tracked. They fast-tracked this legislation. Tom Tugendhat defended the new laws, which included a 12-month prison sentence for protesters who block roads and a 6-month prison sentence for unlimited fine for anyone who locks onto others, objects, or buildings. Police will also be able to stop and search protesters they suspect are setting out to cause disruption. He said anti-monarchists would still have the liberty to protest, but would not have the liberty to disrupt others. That's where we're drawing a difference. Now, this is anti-monarchist protesters, but what about climate protesters? Well, they come out every single summer and they do the same thing They sit on the road, they block cars, they glue themselves to the road and then scream, and the police do absolutely nothing about it. This is after the legislation has been fast-tracked and supposedly the things that they were supposed to be able to do, which is, you know, protest but not disrupt people. Police are nowhere to be seen, and we see glorious heroes like this man, this working class man, whose behaviour, just to be clear, I do not necessarily condone, but he is going out and doing exactly...
For legal reasons?
Yes, for legal reasons I do not condone this, but he is doing what everybody was expecting to happen, which is just start to push these people, tell them to get out of the way, start to rip up their banners, because they are getting in the way of people. They are disrupting people. They're ruining people's days. They're making them late for work, yada, yada, yada. And people are tired of it. And there's more clips of things like this in the next one, please, John, where some guy just went out, did the same thing, started ripping people's posters out of their hands, pushing people, smack... Bam!
Oh, that's a very bad... Don't do that.
Bam. Yeah, don't do that. Don't damage people's property, but... Oof. Yeah, don't assault people like this because you will get yourself in trouble. As we are going to find out, you will be the one... If you do anything like this, you will be the one who's arrested. Although, I will make no comment. And here we go. Here's the example, which is somebody did the same thing in front of the view of the police officers, and instead of doing the thing that, you know, this legislation was fast-tracked to allow them to do and arrest the protesters who are disrupting people and doing the, what was Tom Tugendhat said, protesters who block roads. That was explicitly in the legislation. No, they're not doing anything for that. They're doing something for the understandably frustrated working-class guy who lashed out inappropriately, yes.
But this clip perfectly explains what Dan was talking about, which is the protesters are agents of the state. They don't know. They're obviously normal people who have signed up to do this because they're all retarded. But the state is using them to push legislation, to be like, oh, we need more powers. You've already got powers to get rid of them. They already did. They passed this law. They want more. So the point there being that the police will defend those people. And if you interfere with state activity, which is essentially what that guy is doing by being like, get out of here, they will arrest you.
Yep. I mean, Bob on. Not really much else to say than that, other than the fact that this footage gets out. It does actively demoralise people, and also, you know for a fact, if it was people doing the exact same thing, blocking roads, in high vis, dressed the exact same, it could be the
same
people.
Zero immigration now.
You know the police are, bam, straight on that 12-month prison sentence. That's what it's for. Because the government wants to stop you from being able to live your life. They want to stop you from having a normal life, but they want to let these nutters go out and ruin your day. The police put out a statement where they said, the police have legal obligations connected with our responses to protests, and we must police peaceful protests in a proportionate manner. No, the legislation says actually no, you can just get them off the roads.
I don't even want to read this at this point because...
You're lying.
It really is just annoying when the law is the law, everyone knows it, and the police will still sit there smiling in your face going, oh, well, we don't have any power.
Yep.
It's just gross.
It's awful. But then they did. They did arrest some protesters in the next one, John. Yeah, here we go. They arrested 6 of them. There were 45 of them, well, 39 of them blocking the road, but we managed to get 6 of them. Mm. Jobs are good, lads. I mean, they had also been, you know, doing these same marches since April 24th, so...
Just going to get a percentage.
It took a month.
A whole 15% of people learnt their lesson there.
Ooh, and it took a month for them to get their comeuppance, but jobs are good, lads. I'm so glad we fast-tracked that legislation that, you know, tends to prevent people from protesting in the future as long as it's things that the government don't want them to protest.
Yep. But if you work for the state, you have an 85% chance of getting off.
It's fun to see. Lovely to see. And this last one that I just included as well was one that Andy Ngo shared, where militant trans activists dumped large bottles of urine at the Equality and Human Rights Commission in London last week as they continued revenge for the agency issuing guidances on single-sex spaces. Now, I just find this kind of funny because...
But what if we did this and we did it because, you know, there's discrimination against white people, an actual cause that makes sense, some civil rights.
And we can point to clear examples of it.
Yeah, if I had bottles of my piss and deliver them to the Equality and Human Rights Commission, no, we're not going to get off.
I hope it was a windy day, and I hope it splashed back on them, but people who engage in this kind of behaviour tend to already smell like piss, just as a rule. But that's the state of England, that's protest season, and let us know if you see any more fun protests coming your way this summer.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Brokenomic series, this episode on Investing Part 2 with Peter Lowry. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow it on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.